Good morning. This is KWSO News. I'm Duncan Bruno. The Warm Springs Fire and Safety will be holding a fundraising event tomorrow in Madras and encourages you to attend even if you cannot donate to the cause.
You know, we'd like to see as many people, you know, as we can and talk and kind of spread the word on what's going on with the fundraiser for the Leukemia Lymphoma Society. So for exact, we'll be right outside Grocery Outlet in Madras and have someone always on the climber with their SCBA on, full gear, climbing, and that will be from noon to 4. Cash donations, we have a bucket out there, and we have online QR codes you can scan with your phone if you donate. And if you just want to come talk to us and talk about what we do and you maybe don't have the money to donate to the fundraiser, that's fine too. We like people. That's why we do the job we do. And so we're just happy to see people. It draws a crowd. And even if you can't donate, if you can come support us, maybe the next person can donate.
Again, that fundraiser is being held tomorrow from noon to 4 p.m. near Grocery Outlet in Madras. The Jefferson County Board of Commissioners declared a carnival emergency at its meeting on January 8th due to family-owned Davis Amusement Parks closing unexpectedly on January 1st. The emergency granted fairground coordinator Brian Crow the authority to seek and negotiate a new carnival business without going out for a competitive bid. According to the Madras Pioneer, Davis Amusement had made the decision to close due to high costs of operating the business and not being able to consistently make a profit. For the next fair on July 22nd to the 25th this year, Crow found World Amusements, which turned out to be the only business available during that time. World Amusements received rave reviews from Klamath and Lake Counties. Youth from around the state declared at a Portland rally on Thursday that Oregon is in the midst of a climate emergency. Monica Samayoa tells us they are calling on government leaders to take action now and create policies that address climate change.
Nearly three dozen youth and environmental activists gathered in the latest in a series of Portland rallies over the past year to say enough is enough. This comes as state lawmakers gather in Salem to consider a proposal aimed at reducing and regulating greenhouse gas emissions. Students took turns sharing their concerns about climate change and how it is affecting their communities. South Salem High School student Angelique Prater says the time to act is now.
We demand today's politicians understand one thing. There is no next time, there is no next person, there is no next generation to solve this problem for you. You are it.
Youth and student climate activists plan to hold another rally next Tuesday in Salem. Reporting from Portland, I'm Monica Samayoa.
In local sports, the Madras High School Buff Boys basketball is on the road to Corbett tonight. Tip-off is at 7:30 p.m., while the Lady Buffs are hosting Corbett at 7 o'clock. You can catch that game live here on KWSO. Madras Wrestling is hosting Wilsonville today. Weigh-ins start at 5:30. Matches start at 6:30 p.m. at the Jefferson County Middle School. Tomorrow, Madras Wrestling is hosting the White Buffalo Classic with wrestling teams from Hood River Valley, Malala, Sisters, and Wilsonville. And matches start at 10 a.m. Madras Lady Wrestlers are at a regional match at Thurston High School in Springfield being held today and tomorrow. The Warm Springs K-8 girls basketball teams traveled to Elton Gregory Middle School yesterday. The 7th grade girls got their first loss of the season, falling 29-27, led by Camille Smith with 7 points, Bianca Plazola and Annalisa Johnson both with 6. The 8th grade girls remain undefeated as they dropped Elton Gregory 39-31, led by Callan Leonard, Sasha Esquiro, and Rylan Davis with 10 points apiece. I'm Duncan Bruno, reporting for KWSO News.